Update, episode 112. The tubes are clogged. Hello, everybody. RSBB Update 112 going out the tubes slowly, baby. Slowly, baby, because of my ears and my throat.
This week, the tubes are clogged up with a lot of mucus.
Exactly. That is right. Yeah, I've been sick since Sunday, so today and yesterday have been sort of my first few functional days that I've been able to actually make myself useful. But I still don't know what's going to happen the rest of today. So we got a bit of a shortened up show this week. Brad's going to do most of the driving, and I'm just going to sit back and be the navigator. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so in RuneScape updates this week, we have the long-awaited, much-protested clan chat.
Yay! What do you think?
I think it's good they listened to what people wanted, because obviously a lot of people involved with clans wanted clan chat, and I mean even communities can use this, group of friends, whatever. I think it's a good update on the whole, and it's what people wanted. I think that's more important.
Uh-huh,
people asked for
exactly.
It, people got it.
Basically, in there you create a channel, you can set the clan name, who can enter the chat. Who can talk on chat?
And do you have ranks as well?
Chat. Yeah, the ranks. For instance, I'm a general, I think. Mike is the chat owner. And then it basically goes down from there, where RSBNB staff people have certain ranks and whatnot. And that's how we're running ours. And chat mods and above can kick.
Oh, God. I was just in there the first day it was out, and it seemed to add a bit of an extra dimension to the game, because, I mean, before RuneScape's been the same old, you can only message friends via the friends list, or you can speak to people immediately around you. With this clan chat, it's almost like there's more of a social aspect to the game.
Yeah, RuneScape 2.0, social networking.
Oh, crap, of course, Shane's thing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, we're both sick, right.
Who's going to fill in for the show when both you and me are incapacitated?
I don't know. We'll decide that when it comes to it. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I think on the whole, I think it adds much more organization for clans and for allowed in-games. I mean, previously clans would use IRC channels or chat rooms, but now
still
it's
still going to use IRC channels.
Exactly, because you can swear in IRC channels and stuff like that. And
you have to type the stupid little slash to talk here.
Yeah, but I mean, it is, you know, it's handy for coordinating events in-game, I would think.
Oh,
as
yeah,
they are
definitely.
Going on.
With this, we officially made 132 and 128 the RSBNB Worlds. I'm not going to say the name to type to join the RSBNB chat publicly, because, well, then we only sort of want it released to certain people who are on the forums. So basically, if you're on the forums and if you poke around enough, you'll be able to find the channel name.
And if you just listen to the update and you want to come into the RSBNB chat, then just come and stop posting on the forum regularly.
Exactly.
We don't bite.
Exactly. And you just go into any forum on RSBNB and you can see there's a big link that says official chat channel and world.
But don't just do that. Stay in post as well.
Yes, please. That'll make us happy, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, another thing that I sort of concerned about on this is that there's no option for trade chat.
What do you mean?
Like, there's you saw at the bottom how there's, like, all those little tabs and whatnot?
Yeah.
One would think that if you push the trade one, and you're in a trade, you'd be able to talk during that trade.
But you can't.
I know. Like, why take that opportunity? Like, this is a perfect opportunity to release trade chat.
That's yeah, I think that would be like a one-on-one chat with the person you're trading with.
Exactly.
That would be helpful, yes. But,
because when you're in World 2 and World 1, it's really kind of hard to figure out who's saying what because, well, all the text is yellow and there's, like, sometimes 5-plus people in one stack, right?
Mm, yes. That's another thing they need to do, but I think clan chat is certainly an improvement.
Yes, it's very good for 1.0. 2.0, we could go there, but maybe consult the community a bit later. Did you see on their knowledge base page, they on their clan setup list, they have five people named these. Second person is RBI. Third person is friends. Fourth person is Ed. And fifth person is clanmates. I just love how they do that. I don't know. I like it. What do you rate it out of five?
I'd give it a 4.
Yeah,
I think it's a good update, but I think there's still a lot to be done with the clan chat and all that.
Exactly.
No, not with the trade chat. I mean.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna give it 4 as well, just
but
for that.
It is very good, considering you know it's a million times better than a level 10 quest or something. It's something everybody can use, no matter what level, what, and it's free to play as well. So.
No matter what size you are, what color you are, what race you are, wherever you are in RuneScape. Yeah. Okay, so that's good. What's next?
The bug bag? The
king's yeah.
Okay, so lots of bugs that were changed. Do you want to read them out or shall I?
You read them out. I need to pull something up for the next segment.
The King's Ransom music was playing correctly, but not turning green when it was unlocked. This has been rectified. Various items and objects which were previously causing graphical glitches or looking a little bit funny, I love the technical terminology, have been adjusted. This includes gems, food, and several bits of armor and clothing that are being affected by each other.
I didn't see any changes like that.
I would like to know what they changed exactly, though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, carry on.
The items kept on death interface has been adjusted and should now be clearer as to what you'll keep and lose at the particular moment. Skull disclaimer. I saw that when I logged onto clan chat, and it looked... Well, it was obviously after they changed it, and it did look very clear to me. So if you can't understand it after the change, then you're retarded. The price of cloth from the sawmill in Varrok has been adjusted so the price doesn't vary. The last couple of weeks, when buying several pieces, the price was fluctuating more than intended. I suppose the little things. Players can no longer get stuck at the end of the fishing trawler minigame. Abandoned ship. How would you get stuck?
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't do that a lot. I mean, I only did it once or twice, but I've never been stuck, so...
I have no idea. We were there a week or something ago to that event, the RSPB event.
Oh, yes, because some people are just... Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Create unnecessary stress for me and Mr. Creepy Bush.
Creepy Bush.
Yeah. Oh, and as you can see, we got this bad ad here. This is a picture that Mike took. It basically overtook his entire screen. Now, my problem with this is that how many people are just going to click install there and not actually read what it says? That's what I'm worried about.
Wow, some people might just click anything to make it go away.
So that's what I'm worried about, is why is Jagex putting those kind of ads on their website? And as you can see, like that little question mark thing of a jig to report it isn't even there.
Yes, that is. Maybe they weren't aware, maybe, I don't know, but I don't know. But it does seem, pardon me, I mean, sorry, what's the thing you say when, oh, never mind. It is very disconcerting if they are allowing those sort of ads on their site. I mean, it doesn't even look like a legitimate ad. It almost looks like it is spyware.
Yeah, well, it would install spyware.
Obviously, yes, but yeah, it's stupid of me to say that, but I mean, you would hope that they wouldn't allow those sort of ads on their site. You would hope they would be above that, would you not?
Yeah, like we don't even go that far to put, like, being, if Jagex is, like, you know how they have those security adverts and everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would they be undermining all their work with these security adverts, but having these kind of ads? It's just, that just...
Maybe it was just a mistake in the system. Maybe they should...
Maybe. Well, yeah, you can't report it, so who knows?
Well, you'd have to message Jagex and say, you're wrong. So wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move it onwards. What, Paul, what would you do? Number three. How many PMs on average do you send per session? 50% say 21 plus. 20% say I do not know.
You do not know. Well, I mean, I never used to speak to people much on RuneScape when I played full time. What I used, hang on a minute, I'm stalling here. What I used to do was I used to just speak on MSN or sometimes TeamSpeak or Ventrilo to people I knew. I would never actually use the PM system much, only for buying and selling.
Yeah. I set it between 11 and 20, so...
It's not really good for chatting.
No. But, I don't know if that's all there is, and I really don't... That's the
why would they... Why would they want to know that?
I don't know. Maybe an upgrade to the PM system.
Possibly. Like, oh, well, seeing if people use it.
Yeah. If 95% said none at all, they might as well just get rid of it.
Hmm.
But as we can see, that's not the case. Okay. Okay, question two. You buy a jacket from a shop whose proceeds go directly to charity. On the way home, you notice there's some money in the pockets. Do you give the money to charity or return the money to the charity store? 53% say that. 47% spend the money. Now, what would you do?
Spend the money.
Me too. Me too. Since you've already donated to charity, so this is your reward, right?
Exactly.
Oh, we're so greedy, aren't we?
No, we're just resourceful. We do what we have to do, damn it.
You ever done that?
Ever done what?
Donated to charity and then... That you bought something from a charity store and then that came money?
No, I've never bought anything from a charity store and I've never given money to charity. Evil people don't give to charity. What do you want about?
Okay. Question three. When playing a multiplayer game, whether that is RuneScape or not, do you tend to? 48% say... Work towards a common goal with others. Whereas 25% say work against another team trying to win before they do. Yeah, that's basically how it works because in, for example, Counter-Strike, it's a counter-terrorist versus a terrorist and it's a race to see whoever can kill each other first. And, for instance, the counter-terrorist would have to defuse the bomb or rescue the hostages. So, yeah, that's how that works.
What happened last night, Shane?
What happened? What? What? I don't remember.
When we were...
Oh, we were playing... right. Right, you could do that.
Well, we were playing Counter-Strike, me, Mike, and Shane, and we were all on the same team. And I was having some problems with this server. Genuinely, I was.
You always have problems.
Yes, Shane, I know. Anyway, I was having problems with this server. And as I said, me, Mike, and Shane were on the same team, counter-terrorists. And I remember running around this corner...
gun firing full force.
Gun firing, and the person just around the corner was Shane, who was taking terrorists. So I
hostages.
Killed Shane.
I was taking the hostages back.
So I killed Shane, even though he was on my team without realizing it. And then he said to me afterwards on MSN, "It seems like you meant to kill me. You kept firing even after." I was well, that was funny.
Yeah, it did seem like you meant to kill me.
I actually thought when there's like I realized I'd killed someone on my own team, I thought, God, someone's going to be really pissed off with me, because, you know, and the sort of people who play Counter-Strike would probably be the type to abuse me through the. No, luckily it was just Shane. It was all fine.
Question 4. Can you read it, please?
Okay, question 4. Anyway, where are we?
We're question 4 on the poll.
Sorry, I don't have the poll
you
up.
You need to get the poll up.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, so question 4. You are woodcutting in a quiet area when a player approaches. He is very close to death, poisoned, wearing basic leather gear, and has a combat level of 95. He claims he has no money on him, and you are carrying some anti-poison that you were going to throw away to make room for more logs. Do you hand over the anti-poison and think no more of it, helping them enough was the reward, wait until they die and grab their stuff? If it's useless, hang around until they return and give it to them back. Hand over the anti-poison and hang around, hoping for a reward. None of the above. What would you do?
I would just hand him the anti-poison, because
I would do none of the above. I would just ignore him.
Just pretend your chats are off?
Yeah. Or I would just, as he was dying, I would use the dance emote over and over and over.
Oh, you're so evil.
I know.
Yeah, I'd do the first option. That's 58%, by the way. So, it's nice to know that if I'm dying, 58% of RuneScape population will help me. Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
58, just a little over, well, it's a little, that's like 6 out of 10 almost, so there's a 42% chance they're just going to let you die.
What? How do you get 42%?
No. Take away, okay, 50 plus 11, which is if they'd help you, hand over the anti-poison. So that's 69, so that's, I think most people would let you die, in all honesty.
Oh, probably. Okay. Because I am who I am. Last one.
Which of these statements most applies to you? I do not raise my stats to be the best at anything. I raise my stats to be the best among my friends. I raise my stats to be the best in RuneScape. Wow, sad the amount of people that pick that. I raise my stats to be the best in my skill. I raise stats to be the best in my clan. Whoever says I raise my stats to be the best in RuneScape, wow, you're sad, because you do know you have to overtake somebody with 99 in all skills and over a billion total experience.
I think I said, I forget what I said. I either said the friends one or not to be the best at anything.
I don't really. I used to try and beat my friends, but then Trekkie was 87 fishing and I was 94, and he raced me to 99, and even though I had a 7 level advantage, I lost. So that's when I don't have the motivation to race or to try and beat my friends. I'm just
yeah.
Too
well,
lazy.
If anybody ever tries to race me, there's a chance that it could end in, with the assassination of that person. So
I'll beat you to 99 farming, Shane.
Yeah, right. You're only what? 60.
So I'm only 39 levels away.
I have a 34 level advantage.
Damn.
I don't have any new pictures yet, because I should have 95 by the time this goes out, so you can see that at the usual place.
You can see that at the blog, shane.rsbnb.com. Okay,
oh,
let's
so
go
funny.
On.
Okay, next
thank you.
Next thing.
What exactly were we promised?
Do you remember this news article?
It was 3 years ago now.
Yeah. Do you remember
it? Okay, here we go. No, I don't, but here we go. A Viking-style area, including a new quest in town. We did get that.
Yeah.
A large frozen, including penguins, mammoth, polar bears, and more. Did we get that?
No.
A pyramid quest in desert, in the desert full of traps, treasure, and mummies. Yes. A barrows of the undead area. To explore. Yes, we did get that. Some good training areas designed for rangers. No, not so much.
I was saying that the good training spots are in the Slayer Tower, because you know how you can hide behind walls and shoot things?
Oh, yeah, maybe, but that's not really specifically for rangers. Okay, the new quest, well, that's a bit specific. new items. Enchantable rings, have we had that?
Yeah.
More rare weapons and armor, yeah, we've had that. Armored boots, yes. More clothing to help give your character an eat. I guess you could say yes. Special prayer book items which can be wielded. Yes, we've got those from the quest where you fight the Dagonoth thingy. Remember
or from
that?
The deep.
From the deep, yeah.
Yeah.
New features and skills. Treasure hunt minigame with a variety of rewards, including some new rare items. Have we had that?
Yeah, treasure trails.
Oh, yes. Summoning spells? No.
No.
A quest journal for you to read it? Yes, we have a quest journal. More random events? Yes.
Oh,
more
pets. God.
More pets and followers with different properties and abilities? I don't know.
No, because we don't have the... We don't have that, we got the pet rock and the pet fish, but they don't follow you.
Special organized game events on holidays? Yes. Many new monsters such as orcs, lizard men, and more? No. In-game versions of our board games such as chess and drafts?
Yeah, the games room.
Okay, and even bigger features, right? Player-owned housing?
Yeah.
Yes. Clan support? Yeah. Multiplayer castle arena for team-based wars. Is that castle wars?
Yeah.
Randomly generated scenarios?
No.
No.
But one thing about the carpentry one is it says you'll be able to use your farming skill to grow herbs and plants in the grounds of your house and build your own private party and shop areas.
They lied to you, Shane.
I know.
Maybe that's a future expansion.
I want that so much. I want that. I want that. I want that. Okay. So that's, I think, pretty much it for RuneScape updates.
Yes, I think that is about it.
Oh, you sound tired.
I know. I just need to keep powering through. Right,
I have something to drink.
So that is it for RuneScape updates this week.
Time for the questions.
Jesus Christ, I have lost the wiki.
Oh, dear. I'll take the first one while you get it back up. First one is from Matthew. Do you back up your data? If so, what do you use? A backup hard drive, internet backup, and what backup software?
I do not back up my computer. I understand I probably should, but I'm lazy and etc, etc. There's nothing that valuable on my computer anyway. All of it could be replaced. It would just be annoying.
No, really? Okay, then. I do backup frequently. I probably should... Thank you for reminding me. I probably should back up my Mac. I haven't backed that up. I've had it since March, so... 5 months, probably about time to back that up. Somebody remind me to back up next week or whatever. And as for the Windows one, I just have a common... It doesn't really matter what goes on that one, because basically all that's on there is Counter-Strike Source, Adobe Audition, and a few other games, so that's all easily replaceable. Okay. Thank you, Matthew. Oh, and for the backup software, it's called Copy and Paste. Next one.
Okay. If membership for RuneScape went up in price, say, $5 Canadian a month, would you still continue your subscription? Also, if Jagex made it where you could buy a game disc of RuneScape with better graphics, etc., much like World of Warcraft, but cost more per month to play it, would you go out and buy it? Sorry if this question didn't confuse us. And that's from Breran58. So basically, would you still play if they raised the subscription $5 a month?
Yes, definitely, because it would weed out more noobs. People that can't
also, if Jagex made it... So if Jagex was more like World of Warcraft with 3D graphics and a CD, would you still play it?
Yep. Why not? Would you?
No, I'd play World of Warcraft. Right. Next question.
Worst case scenario, you and me just both retire to Counter-Strike.
But I suck at that game.
Me too.
I said I suck at the game.
Me too.
Right.
One night when I was sick, I was down 218. But the night before, I was up 1910.
The best score I've ever managed, and bearing in mind I've only had the game about a week, is about 5-7, 5 kills, 7 deaths.
Oh, you'll get there.
The other day, I was on like a German server, and I was something like 112. Anyway, yeah, this isn't Counter-Strike update.
No, it's not. Okay, everyone on the show, what is your most used item? It could be a stackable, i.e. a teleport. If you teleport a lot road from Jason MRC. I would have to say that my most favorite item are my seeds.
Oh, Christ.
What about you?
I'd say mine when I played RuneScape was my probably my harpoon.
Right, but now you can catch shark with your hands, you know.
Yes, but I would rather use my harpoon.
Okay, is it an electric harpoon?
No, it's big and long.
Okay. Shane, rather than 99 farming, what other skills would you want 99 in from Durandal? Brad, you can answer this too. Other than 99 farming, what other skills would you want 99 in? Me, I'd have to say other skills I'd want 99 in would have to be Herblore, Runecrafting, and Smithing. There you go. Brad?
I don't know. I'd like 99 fishing, obviously.
Just do it!
No, I can't be bothered. I think 99 smithing would be a good skill to have. I'd like that. The idea of that excites me somehow.
So exciting!
Wow.
Okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Fishing okay.
And smithing.
Next one's for you!
Okay, Brad, have you fixed your limp lamp yet? No, the limp lamp has not regained its stiffness. It's I don't know, actually. I can't figure out what's wrong with it. I'm looking at it right now, and it's still limp. And I'm trying to put it back up, but it just falls back down again. So, yes.
It looks like it's... I saw the picture. It looks like it's from IKEA. Why don't you just go get a new one?
It is from IKEA, sure.
Yeah. See, we have IKEA here.
They have IKEA all over.
I bet you didn't know that.
Of course I did. IKEA's everywhere. I can't believe once I remember saying something like, I went to McDonald's. Not that I do go to McDonald's. And you were like, wow, they have McDonald's there? They have McDonald's everywhere.
Okay, sure. Back on track. What stats and items would you recommend to do Barrows? Why? From Star Wars, kid.
Oh, I bet you love him, Shane.
No.
His choice of space adventure is amazing.
He said that he doesn't like Star Wars. I saw him post that somewhere. Anyways, I'd recommend at least... I forget what I recommend. What level do you need for that spell?
What spell? Slayer Dart.
Yeah, what level do you need for that?
I think it is 55...
I don't know. Let's check that. I know I'd recommend that. And full Mystic, or even better, full Arbs if possible, minus the staff, because you'll want to use your broken tree branch to cast that Slayer Dart spell.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up now.
Okay.
Slayer.
Let's see. Magic, battle spells.
I can't find it.
Okay, I got it. Slayer, magic dart, level 50.
Oh, so I... 50, yes.
50 magic, but you probably want more.
60!
Yeah. 70 even, maybe. Because
60,
you wanna,
70 would be good.
Because you want to be able to wear the good defensive armor, like the black dragon hide for the Arab who will attack you with his magic, and you also want to be able to use prayer potions because, as you know, you want to use that on Darok, because if you're not using that on Darok, he can hit up to like 50s when he's really low health, or maybe even higher. I'm not exact sure on his max hit, but it's pretty
basically
dangerous.
Don't need to be like at least mid 90 combat.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that's about right. I remember going there at that level.
You can obviously do it lower, but you'll probably use a lot more in pots and food. So
yeah.
At least 90.
I'd recommend...
95.
I'd recommend good magic defense, that good magic attack bonus for the majority of them. But for when you're fighting Arum, you want good magic defense. Like we're talking like Dragonhide or something here, or Carl Skrr defense. So.
It's good to range him. Good to range Arum.
Yes, that's right. Your bullets will just go right through him, so, and then hurt him really badly. So that's what we recommend for that.
You could mage the rest, but range RM.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and now next one. You can take this one.
school. For some reason, I'm really bloody tired tonight. Right. I noticed Dragon Birds went up during the new release of King's Ransom. Do you think they will ever go back to their usual price of 1,200, 1,300? If they could, if they do, I could buy 99 Prayer. Which leads me to another question. Should I get 99 Prayer or buy a shiny party hat that I could always sell when it raises? And that's from DirtByKing06.
Okay, what do you think? I already know my answer.
How much have they gone up to?
They're about 1,800 to 2K each.
Wow.
2K each would be the merchanting price, let's say.
Wow. I would say the market is unstable as far as party hat goes, and some people hang on to their rares way too long in the vain hope that it's going to rise up. And I told them to sell, but no. Okay, anyway. I would buy 99 Prayer personally, because I think it's much better to have a stat like that than to have an item which you can lose, or which value can go down. Or so I would say 99 Prayer is a safe bet.
Me too, because if you look at the things as Brad is talking here, somebody should have sold some rares when they were a good
13 million.
A good when they were about that price, and then they went back down, and they've been basically hovering there ever since because of the stupid price controlling that Jagex is doing. So basically, I would say do the 99 Prayer, because right now rares are not moving that much. Reason rares aren't moving is because Jagex is implementing price controls by means of introducing new expensive items every 1.5 months or so. So, like, for instance, Dragon Full Helmet, the Visage, those kind of things. So,
yeah, it's much much safer to buy the skill.
Yeah, buy a rare if you want to, like, wear it around and enjoy it, but
yeah, but I would say, on the pure advice, buy a rare if you want to wear it, not necessarily to make money off of it, because you can't guarantee...
You can't make money off rares anymore these days. Unless you do it in, like, 100k increments. There's the days where you can buy a rare for 17 mil and sell for 25 are gone.
Oh. Well, the man says 99 Prayer, I think, is the conclusive.
Yeah, that's what answer. We have to say here. Or you can buy 99 Farming, because 99 Farming does cost more than 99 Prayer. That's just how crazy I am.
He didn't say give me an option of a skill. He said 99 Prayer or a rare.
Okay, 99 Prayer then. And that was from DirtByKing06.
It just says DirtByKing, actually.
Oh.
Unless you split it up into three parts, and it's Dirt by King 06. He's a buy king. He's a king of buys.
Okay. Next one. How long do you play RuneScape for each day, approximately, from Zach? Me?
Zero hours.
Between 1 and 2 hours recently, because I've been sick and working on other projects, but...
And Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah, that takes too much time. Okay. Oh, you said zero?
Zero.
Okay. Shade, do you plan on using Bootcamp, Parallels, Crossover to install Windows software or a specific Windows or a specific software that you need from Kevin? Well, Kevin, one thing that you learned after using Mac for a period of 5 months like I have is that you'll get used to the Mac, and you'll use the Mac applications that exist. Right now, there are no Windows applications that I need on Mac. So, I really no need for Parallels right now. Because I have, like, for editing the show at Counter-Strike, I use my actual real Windows machine, but everything else I do is done on the Mac now. So, yeah, that's how I work that. Thank you, Kevin. Next one, please.
Okay. Shane, I was thinking about going to see the new Bourne film, but I haven't seen the first two. Is it necessary that I see them before I go and see this one, or would it not make a difference? And that's from SkillPure100.
Well, Brad, have you seen either of them?
No.
Oh, God, you're missing out.
I know, I'm missing out on a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, well, They do provide some recaps in the third one, but best advice would be just to take a night. One night, you can watch two movies in one night, right? Go out and rent the two, the ultimate, rent the Identity and Supremacy, watch them, and then go see the movie next day. That'd be the best way to do it, because that'll let you form a true opinion of which one is the best.
If you feel like no-lifing movies.
It's only, they're only like 100 minutes each.
Oh, well, that's not so bad then.
It's probably less than your World of Warcraft sessions.
I only play World of Warcraft like 3 to 4 hours a day.
Exactly. That's less than that's more than the movie.
Well, 3 hours is 180 minutes.
Right.
So two...
200 minute movies is 200 minutes, so an extra 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
And that was from Skillpair 100. Okay, next one. Will Parallels install Vista onto my Mac when I get it so I can boot into Windows completely, or do I need Bootcamp to do that? But will it make two installations of Vista? Okay, another Mac one here. Basically, the way I understand Parallels and Bootcamp, the relationship between those two is, if you want to go into Windows completely, then yes, you have to use Bootcamp. No questions asked, you have to use Bootcamp if you want to go into Windows completely.
But wait a second. Isn't installing Vista on a Mac like pissing on roses?
No.
Does Vista work better on a Mac?
It works about the same.
So why would you want to install Vista
Macs
on a Mac?
Macs are great. The hardware is great. They're one of the fastest computers you could get to run Windows.
Oh.
So, if that's what you want, then go right ahead. But macOS is truly better, I say. Brad?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Anyways, is all powerful.
So basically, first of all, if you want to go into Windows completely, you'll use Bootcamp. Now, after you get your Bootcamp partition set up and everything, you can install Parallels. And Parallels does have an option to use your Bootcamp install. So basically, you could run your Bootcamp install through Parallels, if that's what you're asking. So with this, you only need to do one install. So in a nutshell, install Windows in Bootcamp, and then install Parallels in OS X. That's from Tal Ormonda, who is confused.
Confused.
Okay, last one.
Do you want to take this, or shall I?
You, please.
Okay, I will be getting a laptop to take with me to college this year, and I know that it will have to have a dual-core, that it will have a dual-core processor. Shane, I believe that I've heard when you got your first dual core, you were able to assign specific activities to each processor, enabling you to control your performance. Does this require a program? Will the computer come with this software built in somehow? In any case, how would I assign tasks to each processor? According to the school, it will be an Intel Core 2 Duo T7500, 2.2 GHz. Thanks again for the podcast over the past years, PFK99. Do you want me to reread that?
No, that's fine. Just did the future be a bit louder. What were you doing?
No, my mic wasn't where it normally is. It was just slightly pointing up, so that's probably why.
Okay, make it normal. Okay. So to assign a task between a processor, Windows XP, Vista, whatever you're on, 2000, that's where it came in, you'll press Ctrl-Alt-Delete, go over to the Processes tab, right-click on a process you want to assign, click Set Affinity, and you'll be able to select CPU 1 or CPU 0. If both are checked, that means it'll distribute the load, but if you want it to just work on one, just select one of them. If you want to give it higher priorities, choose Set Priority. I wouldn't recommend going higher than real-time, because real-time is what your mouse and everything uses, so you don't want to steal those cycles away from your mouse. Because then your mouse will become really sluggish, and that's not good. Thank you, PFK99s. That's such a great name, you know?
PFK99s, yes. That is truly a heroic name.
Yes. Okay, time for tech news.
Time for Bradley's nap.
No, I'm going to ask you, going to quiz you. Are you planning on going out to make any big purchases?
No.
Are you planning on getting a new computer?
No.
Are you planning on making your computer more green?
I could do that with a can of green spray paint, but I feel it would make it look a little tacky, so no.
If you answered yes to either three of those questions, you might want to check out the new iMacs and the refreshed Mac Mini.
Oh yeah, this is what we were talking about the other day. Like, they have glass screens,
yep,
to make it look more green.
To make it more environmentally friendly.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought you meant the color green.
No, like environmentally friendly.
Because when we were talking, I just had this mental image of Steve Jobs, like, what do you want with the new iMacs, Mr. Jobs? They must be more green. Make them more green. Make them more green now.
Well, the thing is, they're using glass and aluminum because those are two very recyclable elements and they're good for
aluminium,
the earth.
Aluminium. Aluminium.
So they're more green. I don't know. I quite like the new iMac design. Do you?
I've not seen it.
Take a look. We got the link in the notes.
Okay.
That's so funny that they got SiO2. What is SiO2?
SiO2. They look good, actually. Wow.
I know.
That's all in there? That's like a little thin screen.
Yep. And then they got a picture of the Apple iMac versus the Dell XPS 430.
Yes, I've seen that. Holy crap, that keyboard is thin.
I know.
That keyboard's thinner than the Size Zero model.
I told you you'd like them.
Wow, so you might one.
Yeah, see, so if you're interested in getting a new computer, you might want to check these out for
benefits. See, I'm so fickle. I'm completely won over by looks.
Well, I'll win you over by the stats now. I'm going to talk in U.S. prices since that's where most of our listeners are. 20-inch iMac and 24-inch, they only come in those two sizes now. But the small 20-inch is comparable to the old 17-inch in price, but it's even faster. The 20-inch basic model gives you a 2.0 GHz processor, gigabyte of RAM, 250 GB hard drive space, and all for $1,199 US. Or you could go up for another $300 and get 400 more megahertz processing power and 70 more gigabytes hard drive space, which really isn't necessary. So that one wouldn't even be a candidate for me. And the 24-inch is just too big for me. So I'd have to go with the lower-end one and upgrade the RAM to 2 gigabytes. That's what I'd recommend for anyone who wants some future-proofing in a new iMac later on down the road. What do you think?
They look very nice, yes.
I know.
Like I said, I mean, I'm completely won over by looks. But...
Oh, you can't be too thin or too powerful.
I think you can be too thin because, I mean, at least in a human sense, I mean, anorexia isn't really attractive. And anorexia does just mean...
Yeah, okay, we get that.
So following on your premise then, you know, to be really like, Bill Gates must be tiny. if power was proportional to thinness, Jesus Christ, he'd be rotting away.
Okay, I'm going to play a bit of the ad. See, basically it's got these iMacs going through and it's basically just rotating them off, and you can click to view the ad on the apple.com/iMac page. That's basically all there is just some music with them rotating, showing off the new design. The new iMac. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, they've also updated the Mac Mini to Core 2 Duo processors and 1 GB standard RAM. So that's good for anybody who wants a cheap Mac. They're actually a usable alternative now. I'd actually recommend that if basically that all you were doing was web surfing, because that's like a pretty cheap computer. Like if all you're doing is web surfing and email, that would be perfect for you. What does your dad do on the computer?
Nothing.
Okay, so he doesn't need one then. Okay.
No.
And also, they shipped iLife 08, which you can see a bit more about on the Apple website, so I don't know if I'll be getting that. Probably wait until
when
the
are
third.
Apple ever going to be a little more creative, like putting I before everything? It does get tired after a while.
Well, they got the Apple TV.
iTV. Are Apple going to, like, trademark everything, like the letter I? Nobody can use the letter I.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Your name is Jimmy. You must take the letter I out of your name. That is our letter.
Oh. They also added iWork08, which is, got a much-needed application called Numbers. It didn't have a spreadsheet application before, surprisingly.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I think everybody needs a good spreadsheet application to have some fun.
Yes, everybody likes a good spreadsheet now and then.
I think this was a good chunk of news from Apple, so head on over there, take a look at them, and beg your parents to buy you one.
Begging doesn't work with my father.
Okay.
If it did, I'd have a lot more of the things I wanted.
Okay. Could you read this tech news thing?
Oklahoma students attack RIAA's expert witness. Everybody hates the RIAA anyway. The RIAA's relatively brief experiences with lawsuits against college students indicates that things are not going so smoothly with the music industry's attempt to sue this population. The latest bit of news from the front comes courtesy of Ray Beckerman and Oklahoma State University, where 11 John Doe students are attempting to quash the subpoena issued to OSU, requesting that it hand over the names of those using IP addresses fingered for file sharing by Media Century, the RIAA's investigators. Street notes 8 other errors of facts without any supporting evidence in Linnea's declaration, concluding that the RIAA's claim that an IP address uniquely identifies a person is an oversimplification that demonstrates the record label's attempt to use technical terms to assign blames without evidence sufficiently to identify the alleged file sharer. That's true, actually. An IP address doesn't label
exactly
a person. It identifies the computer.
Yeah, because my IP address changes. It changed when I got back from my trip, and it could change again. It all depends on how long my modem is off and how long it's on. The point of this is they really can't be looking at this IP address and saying that this person did something when they really might have actually no proof that that happened. So, I don't know. I just really think that they're going overboard and they're looking for somebody to attack in this population, because that's a stereotypical group that's going to be attacked, right? Like the students and whatnot, because apparently they download the most music. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just find that annoying. So, I just hope it'll end someday. Like, do you see any way for this all RIAA stuff to end?
No, I don't. I think it's completely ridiculous.
Yeah. God. Okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Anything else that we need to cover on this one besides basically that the students are starting a revolt and that's a good thing?
No, I think that's
about it. Would you join the revolt?
No, I'm not a revolutionary.
Oh, you are. I'm sure you are.
No, I'm not. Right, do you want the first rant or the second
rant? I want the one about farming.
Okay,
which is the second one.
I'll have the first one then.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Please let me point out, before you go say, well then just leave, let me make it clear I am on my last leg with this game. I personally haven't had enough of this immaturity. On to the rant. Back when it was just RSC, the majority of the RS players were either adults or teens. Every now and then you could possibly come across a younger kid, which you could tell by their attitude. That was the fun time. It's sad to say it's over. Long ago. Goodbye. Adios. Sayonara. I'm sure sayonara is not spelled that way, but
whatever. No, it's not.
Here's a little project. Oh, I hate projects. Go into a free-to-play world and stand in Lumby teleport spot for about 30 minutes and just observe the immaturity of the players. Free stuff, please. Want to have sex? Yes, I do.
You do?
quiet. Let us not discuss this. Want to have SE percentage mark? Everybody wants some SE percentage mark. Right, my mum said to be carry her. What? Carry her.
I have no idea.
Okay, whatever. It's just sad to see what this game has come to. Where did the old RuneScape go? Why did all the adults leave? Because it's a stupid waste of time. I'll tell you, Jagex is caring only for the whiny babies that play. They give him a party room. WTF, I paid my $5 a month to use that room, and you move it so free-to-play can have it. So wait a minute, this guy is saying he only became a member so he could use the party room.
I think there's more of a reason than that.
I pay $5 a month so you can consider giving F2P more bank space. WTF, pay-to-pay needs more bank space. Why? Because we pay. F2P is a demo, Jagex. Demo, get it through your head. Stop updating it. Graphical updates are enough. If they want more, tell them to pay or get the fuck out. Honestly. And why the hell did you add the town criers for? I think we all know that people with silver crowns are player mods. We don't need an NPC in every town that tells us that. We know already. I think some people might have been a bit confused. And WTH is with that ad. The one where it shows the guy asking the other dude for his ...... I guess that means phone number. And house dress. Well, everybody would like everybody else's house dress, wouldn't they? That is one mighty fine house dress you have on there.
I know where.
And then a player. Well done, Shane. And then a player mod comes and punches him. What? Jagex advocates violence for player mods? That's disgusting. Okay. And punches him. Good job, Jagex. Let's teach those 7-year-olds to just knock someone upside the head if they ask for their phone number. Good job. Physical abuse. Woot. Yes, physical abuse is a reason to say woot. Sarcasm. All in all, you need to get your act together. Stop playing the mommy and daddy for your little whiny players. Show some respect to your more mature people. I'm sorry, but in this rant, is this person trying to almost insinuate they are a member of the mature rank?
Yeah.
Because they're not.
Yeah.
They sound like a whiny little kid with this rant. Jagex can only control the game. They can't control the demographic. And they are a company. They are going to do whatever is going to get them the most money. If you can't understand that concept or you don't like it, stop playing. Because I'm sure they have, for you that's quitting, they've got 100 whiny morons who are willing to pay them money. Jagex really, really don't care what you think. You're one.
Okay. So on this rant, I don't know. I just honestly think that this guy needs to. I think he's one of those ones who lives in the past and
yeah,
needs to
I mean,
realize that it won't be changing.
Things were nicer back then. I mean, I can say that about RSB&B. I liked RSB&B a lot more 18 months ago, but things change, and you just have to adapt with it.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
No. No, they don't. The more things change, the more they get different. Which, that doesn't make any sense, whatever.
People liked my title.
They liked the fact that we were taking the piss out of you. That's what they like, Shane. Let's admit it.
I still can't believe you don't get it. Okay, next round.
But no, because it's like a paradox. The more things change, the more they get different. They don't stay the same. Okay, your rant.
Okay. First of all... I do want to say that I have enjoyed the farming skill, which a lot of players will find hard to believe. I also want to point out that it's a great source of supplies for herblore enthusiasts. Now, here comes the but. But, apparently there's no benefit to having level 99 farming. My reason? Even level 26 crops still die. I realize that the rate of death is lower, but at level 99, super compost on those glow-in-the-dark shears, I should not have to worry about a level 26 flower dying, or a level 32, or a level 38 herb dying, even a level 26 vegetable. Honestly, I shouldn't even need to be carrying these shears. Do they even make a difference? Yes, they do. I do realize that Ratter, Toadflax, and Limpert are valuable, but Jagex, you set the levels at 40 to below 40 to farm them, and being double over that should guarantee that I'm not wasting seeds. Yeah, I 100% agree with this guy. Because one would think after you become, like, double the level that it needs, like, it should just not die, right?
Yeah, they do need to implement some sort of system. I mean, I think it is rather stupid. Like his rant says that, you know, as level 99, level 26 crops die. But I mean, I guess you could sort of say that is the natural element. I mean, even the most skilled of farmers would still have their crops die on them from time to time.
I doubt it. Okay, continuing on. This is not a skill that can be rushed, though, rushed through, bought, or macroed through. Like so many others that are being exploited, I would like to see some consideration given to the highest level that can be achieved and benefits that are comparable to the time and effort it takes to achieve. I'm not asking that the skill be made faster or easier. My request is small compared to how all other skills have been completely stripped out of the time and patience it takes to acquire those 99. Now, some level 3 with 12 accounts could do it, but not farming. So why allow benefit to a skill that actually requires you to dedicate your time and so why not allow benefit to a skill that actually allows you to requires you to dedicate your time and organizational abilities to? Don't you agree?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of torn on this. No.
Like, let's just say at 99 cooking, for example, you still burnt shrimp. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, but like I said, if you think about farming in a purely realistic sense, not, you know, I understand it's a game. But you know, for example, if a farmer plants something in a field, no matter how experienced a farmer he is, there is still a chance that natural elements may cause that to die.
Like a tornado?
Now, no, yeah, like frost or like wild animals or something like that. So
okay, then let's add these wild animals and frost to the game. Let's add weather to the game. That's what they have wanted for like the longest time.
Well, so you can kill them.
What?
When they come up.
No.
So you can stay there with your pitchfork and you can kill them.
No. I want to cover my magic tree in a burlap sack. So it doesn't get frostbite.
Right.
Or my herbs.
You Occasion.
Know? Like, don't you think that'd be an interesting addition of, like, weather and stuff?
I'm not necessarily sure whether I think that would be interesting, but I don't know how weather would work in RuneScape. I mean, how would the pixelated graphics take it? I mean, like, no, seriously, how would they do it? Would they be able to do it decently? Because it would be no good if you just... It just looked like a blue pixel dropping across your screen. That would just look...
Well, basically, they've perfected snow. Basically, I don't know. I don't know how you do rain, but... Just perfect snow and then... like, they need to think about this as if... Yeah, we're not in England, because I know it doesn't snow in the most... Like, the southern part of England, right?
It just rains. It rains.
So let's take it to somewhere else. Like, somewhere that... Like, let's get out of the idea that we're in England and take
but
it
England
to somewhere
is
else.
Such a marvelous country. You hate England, don't you? You bastard.
No, not at all. I'm just saying that they need to be able to bring these things in, like weather. Like, that just... Does World of Warcraft have weather?
Yes.
See, if we brought weather, then we'd be able to... Farming would be just so much better.
Well, but would the weather have an effect on the farming? Like, if it's really bad rain, would it have more chance to kill the crops?
Yes.
Or if it's, like, really sunny, would they grow faster?
Yes. I'm sure you could think of other skills that would be affected by it, like woodcutting. I know, for example, you can't go out into the forest and cut wood when it's wet because you can't get your footing in the wet ground.
Well, that might annoy people a bit, because...
And there we go, another way to stop macroers.
Make the wood cutting
so you have to, like, manually click around to keep your balance.
That's a good idea, but, I mean, you can't say just, it's raining, you can't woodcut. That would annoy people.
No, you'd still be able to woodcut, it's just it would be harder, and you need to take part in the little agility game.
I think we have a potential... I think we should charge Jagex for our ideas.
Yeah, if this gets developed, then, well, yeah. You want to draft it up and post it in the suggestions forum?
I think we could certainly develop this idea to cover a wide spectrum of.
Okay, let's do that after I'm feeling better. It might just be one of those crackpot theories that I have, though.
We better do it before this update gets out, or people will do it themselves and claim credit.
Yeah, well, that's going to be done within the update. Will be out within the next 24 hours. So
I know what you're like, you sneaky bastard.
Yeah, but we will get this out.
We'll fully manifest our ideas.
Write it in the update manifesto.
The Communist Manifesto of RSVNB.
You read that, didn't you?
Yes, I have read the Communist Manifesto.
Okay. We're just babbling on now.
What?
We're just talking about useless stuff. We went from weather to the Communist Manifesto. I think it's time to go on to other things.
Yes, now we are. Yes.
Okay.
Almost at the end. Yes. I don't know what I'm saying. Blah. Let's continue.
Yeah, neither do I. Welcome, Jason MRC, to RSBNB Informer.
Yes, welcome. We're adding one more person, aren't we?
Yeah. Except he's having some computer difficulties, so.
That'll probably give you a major clue as to who it is. But, yeah, we'll be adding one more person to the crew as soon as we can get a hold of them. To anybody who didn't make it, sorry, but we were forced to be very scrupulous with how we... Not scrupulous, we were forced to be very... Yeah, well, yeah, scrupulous with how we judged your articles. Most of them were very good, but of course we just had to pick the two best. And we feel we did that. Of course, feel free to reply in the future when it's needed.
Yeah. So welcome. So what have we been doing? What have you been doing?
Not much really.
Okay.
No, not really. Just going out, doing stuff.
Blogging.
Oh yeah, go read my blog. There's a post about a person that I think will interest you all.
It's saidbybrad.com.
Even
not
if you don't know.
Saidbybrad.com.
Let's not go there, Shane.
Okay.
I don't give ass aid to people. You know that.
Yeah, so read Brad's blog. It's good reading. Good, it'll make you feel happy.
Especially if you hate Australians. Chris Allen. Where's Allen? No, that's all. I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, I'm done.
I mean, this has been RSPNB Update. I've been Brad. He's been Shane.
112. Bye-bye. Done.